In Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, on one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Commanded by Jesus to wait, the 120 did, and 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They all received the gift the Father promised, and they were never again the same. Neither was the church, neither was even the entire world. For a few weeks now, rather than the church sanctuary, we have determined this place to be. We have made this place to be our own upper room, if you will. Here we wait, even as the 120 did. And we believe, as we do, as we wait, so too will we be filled with the Holy Spirit. As they did, so we will receive the gift of the Father and will never be the same. Nor will this church, nor will our world. So once more, on this day of waiting, I ask you, would you make it your prayer today? Father, we want your gift. We want the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Savior, would you also be for me my baptizer? Would you baptize me? Would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? If you've never been baptized, if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, oh, I pray that it's your prayer today. And even if you have been, I pray still that it's your prayer, that it's my prayer. All of us together, it's our prayer. Jesus, would you be our baptizer again? Would you baptize us in? Would you fill us with the Holy Spirit? Would you let down the walls, as it were, and invite the Spirit in? Would you let him have his way in you without limit, without restraint, whatever it is, whatever he wants to do, whatever he wants to speak to you, however he wants to change you, would you let him? The songwriter makes this plea: Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace, show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Breath of God, we need a touch from you. Shine down on us with the light of truth. Stir our hearts and set our spirit free. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Our hearts are hungry for your perfect peace. Our souls are thirsty for the joy you bring. So send your glory. Make your praise complete. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Would you make that your prayer? Holy Spirit, come fill this place that is this church, that is New Life. Holy Spirit, come fill this place that is me, that is my life, that is your life. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Holy Spirit, come and fill me even as well. Once more this morning, would you stand to your feet? Would you just bow your head for a moment? I want us to just give just a moment. We pause before we enter into the message this morning, and we just give place for the Spirit to work. Would you express that in your own words just for a moment? Maybe you would express even just the words of the song that we sang, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Would you invite Him to do that? Would you let Him know that He is welcome in this room? Would you let Him know that He's welcome in your life? Would you invite Him, Holy Spirit, without limit, without restraint, whatever it is, whatever you want to speak to me, whatever you want to do in me, whatever you want to convict me of, whatever you want to change in me, Holy Spirit, come and have your way in my life. Would you just invite Him? Would you open your life? Listen, if you need from the Spirit His power, you sense a need for power to be a better witness for Jesus, ask Him this morning for that power. If you've not been baptized, we pause for a moment so that you can ask Him, so that you can invite Jesus to be your baptizer today and fill you with His Spirit. Just for a moment, we give a place, just for a moment this morning, to welcome the Holy Spirit here, to invite Him here, and to have His way among us. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Oh, Holy Spirit, show Your power. Make Your presence to be known among us. Oh, breath of God, we do need a touch from You. A fresh touch from You this morning. Come and stir our hearts. Come and set us free. We're hungry. We're thirsty this morning. Oh, send down the rain. Touch us once again. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Lord, it's our prayer individually for our own lives. It's our prayer corporately together. We pray that for this church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. Thus far, we've considered this related to the Holy Spirit. He glorifies Jesus. This is what He does. This is what He does in us. This is what He does among us and through us. This is why it's good for us to let the Spirit have His way in our lives. This is why we don't need to be fearful. We don't need to be intimidated. We don't need to be uncomfortable with the Spirit at work among us. Listen, if you want Jesus glorified in here, if you want Jesus glorified in you, and I pray that all of us do, that truly is what we want, what we really, really, truly want. Listen, there's no one that does that better than the Spirit. So your desire, Jesus be glorified, should be accompanied by Holy Spirit, come fill this place. In addition to that, in light of the conviction and the convincing work that the Spirit does, that we're sinners in need of a Savior, and that when we turn to the Savior, we're then clothed in the very righteousness of Jesus, the convicting and convincing work that the Spirit does, that the devil is defeated, in light of the power that He brings, power so that we can live in victory over the enemy, power so that we can overcome, power so that we can live our lives, not the captive, but rather the conqueror, power so that we can be Jesus' witnesses, even in all the earth, in light of the work that He does to do great things for us, to deliver greatly through us, in light of the anointing He gives, anointing us so that we can preach the good news, proclaim liberty, set the captive free, lay our hands on the sick and see them made well, in light of the courage, in light of the boldness that He brings, the Holy Spirit, He helps us. He leads us and guides us and teaches us. He speaks to us, reveals to us. He comforts us. He strengthens us, transforms us. He unifies us. He seals us and sanctifies us. He produces fruit in us, love and joy and peace and patience. He prays for us. In light of all that, we said simply this, the Holy Spirit Oh, he makes all the difference. This morning, as we consider the person and work of the Spirit, as we open our lives so that he might come and fill us, as we consider his work in this church, invite him to have his way, not just in us individually, but corporately as well. We come to consider this. The Holy Spirit gives gifts. We call them spiritual gifts. One defines those this way. It's the instantaneous enablement of the Holy Spirit in the life of any believer to exercise a gift for the edification of others. The language of Scripture in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 1, spiritual gifts are empowered by breath or wind. Spiritual gifts are gifts that are empowered by the breath of God. Gifts that you can only move in if you allow the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, as it were, to breathe in you. Spiritual gifts are grace gifts. Like salvation, we don't deserve them. We don't earn them. God doesn't give them based on merit or qualification. He gives them, we get them, all because of grace. In Romans 12 and verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. They're grace gifts. God's grace gifts to us. This eliminates any potential for boasting. This renders absurd and really even inexcusable the faintest hint of spiritual pride. One says this, the great danger in being used by the Spirit in the ministry of any of his gifts is to begin to imagine there is something special about us because we're being used. Instead of exalting ourselves, we must recognize that the various spiritual gifts are expressions of God's free grace given to us. This rules out the slightest thought of any credit being due us for them or for their use, since the faith to exercise them is also from God. This makes absurd any envy or jealousy. Why would there be that? Why would there be any of that? Why would you ever be envious of another for their gifting when their gifting came just like yours from God by grace? Theirs, just like yours, undeserved and unearned. And here it is for us, especially this morning. A healthy church, the healthiest of churches. Listen to me, New Life. A healthy church, the healthiest of churches. Don't you want New Life to be a healthy church? No matter any other thing, no matter our size, no matter our money, no matter our programs, isn't that the prayer? Isn't that the longing that above all the rest, we would be a healthy church? A healthy church, the healthiest of churches, is one where the spiritual gifts are freely expressed and regularly evidenced. That's the testimony of Scripture. That's for sure the pattern of the New Testament church. Sometimes the gifts are misunderstood, that's true. Sometimes the gifts maybe are abused, more often neglected, that's true. But listen, this morning, the gifts of the Spirit are good. They're good for us. They're good for the church. They're good, even absolutely necessary for the advancement of the kingdom. Listen, the gifts of the Spirit, we need those. We need them to be freely expressed and regularly evidenced here. Do you believe that this morning? Can I ask you to believe that with me? The invitation today to open wide your life to the person, to the work, to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Without limit, without restraint, whatever it is, letting him have his way in you. This morning, that brings us to the gifts that the Holy Spirit would give to you. the gifts he would manifest through you for the building up of this church? Would you let the walls down? Would you avail yourself to that, his work in doing that, giving his gifts to you? Would you make that your prayer? Holy Spirit, reveal to me the gifts you've given to me, and without fear, without restraint, without limitation, empower me in using those gifts so that Jesus is glorified, the kingdom advanced, and this church, this people, built up in their faith. Would you make it your prayer? Holy Spirit, come and fill this place, and let then the gifts you give be freely expressed here and regularly evidenced here. Let me read a few portions of Scripture this morning, and then from that, share just a few things for us to consider related to spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts. Good for you to immediately make note of that. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Scripture is rich related to spiritual gifts. Just a few verses in, already we know there are different gifts. Each one gets a gift, and we already know the purpose for the common good of the church family. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith. To another, gifts of healing. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. These are the gifts we welcome. This our prayer, that these gifts, we just read them, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the faith, the gifts of healing, miraculous power, prophecy, the message in tongues and the interpretation. These are the gifts we welcome. This our prayer, that these gifts be freely expressed and regularly evidenced in this sanctuary, in this church family. It's interesting because some of us, we go through the list and we sort of make ourselves to be comfortable with some and uncomfortable with the rest. There are churches today that are glad to welcome the gift of healing and the miraculous in their midst. They will even call people forward. Come so that we can pray that the gift of healing might be manifested in your life so that God can do a miracle in you. Come and we'll pray over you. But they will not allow a message in tongues. They will not allow the prophetic word to be spoken. Don't you sense something wrong? Can I remind you? This is not your church. This is not my church. This is his church. How are we going to tell him what to do, what's allowed, what's not allowed in his church? How are we going to limit him? You can use this gift. This we will allow and accept, but not this. I want you to be careful this morning. I want there to be a sense of full disclosure. The invitation to pray for the gifts of the Spirit to be freely expressed and regularly evidenced here. I'm not just talking about the gifts you're comfortable with. I'm talking about everything we just read in 1 Corinthians 12. Let all be freely expressed. Let all of them regularly evidenced among us. Down to verse 27, same chapter. Now you're the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, Third, teachers, then workers of miracles. Also, those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Flip over a few pages, Romans chapter 12, maybe you have a place there. Verse 4, just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Ephesians chapter 4, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Verse 12, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 9. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he's received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Quick summary, the gifts of the Spirit, prophecy, prophesying, serving, encouragement, helping others, contributing to the needs of others, showing mercy, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, distinguishing between spirits, faith, gifts of healing, miraculous power, speaking in different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, hospitality, leadership, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. First thing this morning is to make note of this. Everyone has a gift. So the question then becomes, which one from the list is yours? In fact, these lists are not necessarily meant to be exhaustive in nature. In other words, it shouldn't really be argued that these are the only gifts. Rather, these are the gifts that Paul includes as being gifts given by the Spirit. In other words, Paul in his writing, so you want to know what gifts the Spirit gives? Well, here's one. He gives the gift of prophecy. He gives the gift of teaching. That's another one, of serving, of giving. And on he goes to list others as well. Basically, the summation of the gifts given by the Spirit, the summation of spiritual gifts could be this, in the words of one, whatever the need of the church, the Spirit has some gift to meet it. Whatever the need, the Spirit has the gift to meet the need, and the Spirit gives everyone a gift. To each one in the church, to you, listen to me now, the Spirit has given a gift. Again, the question, what's your gift? There is a gift with your name on it. Which one has your name on it? Mariah, we have a gift for you this morning. There is a gift up here with your name on it. So you can come get it right now. And we want you to open it in front of all of us. But we're not going to embarrass you, okay? Now, don't get the other people's gifts. You've got to get the one with your name on it. And no, you can't take all of them. That's the one with your name on it. What did you get, Mariah? Show it up for all to see. Mariah got thank you cards. because Mariah is going to encourage. She's going to be an encourager. She got the gift of encouragement. Mariah did this morning. Mariah, are you excited for a package of thank you cards? No, you're not. We need to repent for not telling the truth. Mariah, Miss Jenny has a maybe something you might appreciate more right here on the front pew. You can help yourself. Bella, we have a gift for you. Come on up, Bella. There is a gift with your name on it. Come and help yourself to your gift. Bella, we are going to do our best to embarrass you. You've got to open your gift. You've got to show for everybody to see. Bella received a gift of Band-Aids. Bella has received the gift of healing this morning. Bella, are you excited for a gift of Band-Aids? This is true. Actually, she might be excited because Bella uses Band-Aids all the time. We know this because Bella does not know how to throw away the wrappers from Band-Aids. She knows only how to get the Band-Aid. Help yourself to one of the more substantial gifts. Everyone has a gift. We add to that. Everyone has an equally important gift. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 14, now the body's not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, listen now, every one of them just as he wanted them to be. It's the great equalizer. No matter the prominence of the gifting, no matter the distinction, no matter the front and center that some giftings hold over the sort of behind the scenes kind of giftings, no matter any of it, each and every person gifted just as God wants. This makes each and every person, each and every gift of equal importance. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 24, but God has combined the members of the body, has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you're the body of Christ, and each one of you a part are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles? It's a rhetorical question. No, of course not. Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Of course not. But eagerly desire the greater gifts. And now I'll show you the most excellent way. And from 1 Corinthians 12, we move to 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but I don't have love, if I speak in the tongue of men and angels, and that puts me way up here, and oh, too bad. You don't have a very important gift. Good for the church that I'm here, though, because my gift puts me here and your gift there. If I do that and don't have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I am nothing. Verse 4, and you're familiar with the rest. Love is patient. Love is kind. Do you understand? Differences that result in a hierarchy, that's not the way of the Spirit. Differences that result in unity, many parts but one body that God has arranged just as he wanted, just perfectly then. Each part equally concerned for the other part. Each part equally valuing the other part. Differences that result in love, that's the way of the Spirit. Everyone has a gift, an equally important gift. And we continue. to be used. Typically, it's at the change of a season. Jenny will bring out, maybe you're familiar with this in your own home, she will bring out these beautiful, ornate hand towels, set them on the stove handle. Maybe it's the beginning of fall or spring or summer. And they're nice and white and have a beautiful design and decoration related to the season. And all of us, as we normally do, we'll go into the kitchen sink and wash our hands and then go to the stove where the towel hangs to dry our hands. And all of a sudden, now we're getting yelled at. And you know what Jenny's yelling at us about. That towel is for decoration, not to be used. I'm convinced something only women understand, certainly not men, and I know for a fact not the kids either. I think in many ways Jenny has given up, because anymore we don't get yelled at. I think she's just lost the battle, given up the fight. They're going to throw the towel on the counter, on the floor. They're going to make the towel dirty. What can I do? It is what it is. Listen, the gifts of the Spirit are not for decoration. The gifts of the Spirit, they're not something listed in Scripture just to give us something to talk about today. The gifts of the Spirit, they're not something just to be known and or the list memorized. The gifts of the Spirit are not there for us to debate. Well, how should that be used? Should that one be or not be used? Are those all the gifts? Are they not all the gifts? The gifts of the Spirit are there for us to use. Everyone has a gift, an equally important gift, to be used and to be used correctly. So the first question this morning, what's your gift? The second question, are you using that gift? Are you using it correctly? Everyone has a gift, an equally important gift, to be correctly used. And we finish this morning for the glory of God. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 9, offer hospitality without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he's received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. For the glory of God and for the building up of his body. That's the church. This church, that's us. In 1 Corinthians 12, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Ephesians 4, some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body may be built up, listen now, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We read it earlier. One says it this way in regards to defining spiritual gifts. They are instantaneous enablements of the Holy Spirit in the life of any believer to exercise a gift for the edification of others. Listen. We need to be all about building one another up. Nathan, come on up and get your gift for all to see. Vitamins. They're vitamins. Yeah. We want to build you up, Nathan. Nathan, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for those vitamins? Nathan... Our children's church teachers, next week's lesson, thou shalt not lie. It's one of the commandments, for goodness sakes. Nathan, we've got a real gift for you right there. Help yourself. We need to be all about building one another up. That's the purpose for the gifts, in part. We need to be all about helping others to build others up, encouraging others to be encouragers. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a gift. Listen to me this morning. You have a gift. Everyone has a gift, an equally important gift to be used correctly for the glory of God and the building up of His people. What's your gift? I want to encourage you in that, to pray about that, to ask God what gift He's given you. Consider your heart. Consider your passions. What do you do? What do you like to do? What do you do best? How God is being glorified in your life. How God could further advance His kingdom in you and through you. I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you, though, this morning. Listen, you have to hear me. God's not being glorified like He could. His kingdom not advancing through us like it could be. This body, this people. Listen, look around the room. Your brother, your sister, not being built up like they could be. If you don't know your gift, if you're not using your gift. Listen, this church needs you. You're valuable to this church. You're a necessity to this church. And a reminder of the message this morning. Listen to me closely. I'm talking about your gifting. I'm not talking about your offering. I'm not talking about your presence. Listen to me. We need you not just to fill a pew. We need you to be using your gifting here. What's your gift? Are you using it? Are you using it correctly? Not to be a bigger star, but a better servant. Is your gift benefiting the body of Christ? Advancing the ministry and the kingdom of Christ here among us, through us? Is God being glorified as you use your gift, whenever you use your gift? In response to the word this morning, would you make it your prayer? Holy Spirit, come and fill me. Come and fill this place so that your gifts in me and through me would be freely expressed and regularly evidenced here. Father, I pray this morning that you would help us. I pray, Lord, ultimately, simply this, that you would tune our hearts to your word. It's not the message this morning, it's not what the pastor has said. If there's someone sitting in this place that does not believe they have a gift to be used in this place, really, simply put, they just don't know the word. Because the word says otherwise. The word says that everyone has a gift. All the gifts of equal importance. Not one of us in this room can sit the sideline. This church hurts if even one of us sits the sideline. Well, my gift's not that important. It's okay if I don't use it here. No, it's not okay. We're hurting. We're less than we could be. We're not being built up. God, you're not being glorified. Your kingdom's not advancing like it could be, like it should be. Lord, help us to know your word. That's the prayer this morning. Help us to know your word and set our hearts on believing in it and responding rightly to it. Everyone has a gift of equal importance. We have to use those gifts. We have to use them correctly. That's true. We use them so that you might be glorified. And my brother, my sister might be built up in this place. With heads bowed and eyes closed, just for a moment, once more, would you just invite the Spirit of the Lord to begin to stir within your heart, in line with the message this morning, the giftings that He has given to you. I ask you this morning, what's your gift? You ask the Spirit that question. Holy Spirit, what's my gift? What can I do? What do I need to be doing? What's the gift? What's the gift? Just take a moment. You ask Him. Make your heart to be sensitive. Give Him a moment to answer you. Holy Spirit, from the youngest in this room to the oldest, I pray that you would make known to us the gifts that you've given to us. I pray that these kids that have joined with us this morning, they grow up in this church, and as they grow up in their faith, there's never a doubt, there's never a question, but that the gifts of the Spirit are for real. That it is their belief and their mindset, the gifts of the Spirit, for the church to be healthy, that the gifts of the Spirit ought to be freely and regularly expressed and evidenced. I pray that they grow up knowing that God, you have gifted them by your Spirit. I pray it for the youngest to the oldest, each one in this church family, that we know that and that our hearts are sensitive to that. Lord, use us, we pray. Use us in the giftings that you've given to us so that you might be more and better glorified in this place and so that we might more and better build one another up. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Would you stand to your feet this morning? The Lord has given you a gift. He has. If you don't know what it is, I pray that you discover it. I pray that you take hold of this and determine, I've got to know how the Spirit has gifted me because I want the Spirit to use me. I pray that's your prayer. I want the Spirit to use me. Whatever gifting that He's given to you, let Him use you in that. Listen, would you pray with me? Would you make it your prayer over still the week to come? More and more, the gifts of the Spirit evidenced in this place. New life, we need that. Listen to me. New life, we're lacking that. We're lacking that. So we pray, Holy Spirit, and we make ourselves available. The word of wisdom, Holy Spirit, here I am. Give me the word of wisdom. Give me the gift, and I'll make sure it's expressed and evidenced freely and regularly in this place. The message in tongues, the prophetic word, here I am. The gift of healing and miraculous power, the administration, the hospitality, the serving, the teaching, whatever it is, Lord, here I am. Give me the gift. If we're lacking in it, how about we offer ourselves, Jesus, we don't need to lack anymore because here I am. You give me the gift, and I'll make sure it's freely and regularly expressed and evidenced in this place. I pray that you would make that your prayer. And not anything of the flesh or man made, but I pray that more and more and more and more there are the gifts of the Spirit manifested in this room, in that foyer, in that fellowship hall, in your living room, in the grocery store where you shop, in the place where you work, whatever it is. I pray more and more the gifts of the Spirit manifested in our lives. And I pray the Lord's blessing over you. Would you extend your hands to receive that? This one, I declare it on the authority of God's word. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be good and gracious to you. And the Lord turn to you and give to you His peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.